Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, we are back. We are talking to a lady who is really a whistleblower and been on the inside and been working with Emily Weaver on a lot of big election fraud stories, you name it. So, Tori, what else should people know about her getting arrested earlier today? What they're saying is happening, a grand jury, right as she was uploading the film Shadowgate. And what can you tell us is in the film Shadowgate? Because I've only seen the trailer. I haven't seen it.
So there's a lot in there, and I will send you the seed file if you like, Alex. I'll email it to you so you can download it. It pretty much has public available information. So she didn't use any information other than the words of the creator of ShadowNet and myself, and using publicly sourced documents to demonstrate what is being said and how it's being done. So that is what's there, but it lays it out so easily that there is no shadow of doubt in anybody's mind that the Russia hoax was one of the biggest hoaxes ever. And they keep hoaxing people from the right and the left. The right and the left are being hoaxed constantly from both sides. I mean, they have to have, you know, their buffers. They control every single narrative, Alex. Either it's coming from the right, the left, they control everything. There is not one thing they do not control. Not one. So if you see people talking and they're saying great things, that's because they were allowed to say great things. If you see people saying bad things, that's because they were told to. 4 a.m., 3 a.m., whatever you want to call them.
You're talking about in mainstream media. There's lots of independent real media. That's why they're so upset.
Exactly. And there are 4 a.m., 3 a.m. drops for both sides of the fence, you know, and I watch both of them, too. So they're that dumb. And the thing is, people have grown to trust some of this media that has, you know, risen up throughout all of this. And they're nothing but another, internet activity. No, oh my gosh, I'm so flustered. We got taken care of her kids. Now I need to send her a lawyer. This is ridiculous. And I'm hoping that you'll have Patrick Berge on there. And I can send you the whole video. It's about an hour and 30 minutes. It is the most incredible thing you'll see, because then everything makes sense. Suddenly everything is going to make sense to you on how all these operations were carried out, how they were able to get away with these things. That's the thing, because everybody's been duped, and we let them. We let them. We elected them. We voluntarily gave them permission to be our news. Nobody did anything. The interactive internet activities that you see are nothing. They're psyops on both sides of the fence. They're hijacking everyone, and people are going to start to see how this has happened. And right now, all this talk of Russia dossier makes me sick to my stomach, because they all know that the Russia dossier was simply a cover-up for the real crimes, which was the overcollection of the 702s. Remember, Alex, the judge, the FISA judge that signed the Carter Page warrant, right? 3 weeks before she signed it, she was spanking them and John Carlin for over collection from the NSA, right?
Sure, she was just covering her butt.
Yeah, but she told them that they're not allowed to spy on them, and then 3 weeks later signs a FISA warrant knowing that it was based on the stuff she told them they're not supposed to do.
Oh, I know, and that's why they then used the Inspector General of the courts to come out and say it was all illegal. And it was William Binney called us and pointed out that so-called Nunes memo that didn't come out for a year later was already out, and it was actually the court saying that. That's why, oh, Nunes says it's in the news today. Oh, Obama knew they were spying on Trump. He ordered it. Brennan and Clapper have gone on TV and said that.
Alex, I heard them. I heard them. I had access to Brennan's back-end server for forever and a day. I listened to every single conversation. I listened to them plot the Ukraine at the Munich conference with Biden in 2019. I was listening.
No, I know. Well, we've had you on before, and I know you're for real. So when we come back, spill your guts. That's what they don't want. Tell people what you heard Brennan do. The White House is going to hear this, and Trump needs to take control of this damn thing right now. Now, you want to win the election, I mean, don't use it for propaganda. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off. The only way to stop it, shut it off. Just got back doors all over it. The only way you get rid of it is burning it down. I don't mean that literally. Burn it down. Delete the program. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Film Shadowgate. And Shadowgate is the gate of all gates. It's the gate of the private NSA corporations, big tech, with a seamless global AI grid spying on everyone, but also manipulating everyone and deciding what information to promote and what information not to promote. And I know who Tori is. I know that she's exposing incredible election fraud. And the 80-something thousand, and they found even more in Kentucky, of people that never lived in Kentucky, or Republicans on the Democrat voting rolls, and then they voted in their names. She's a great lady, done a great job. And, you know, when I saw in the last few years who Millie Weaver and her husband were working with, and some of the people, I was like, look, you're in really deep in cloak and dagger stuff. And I said, I personally have decided not to be involved in this and to just analyze news and cover it. And to not get around this because, I mean, it was, you know, I mean, it was, I mean, we had an event in D.C. and it was crawling with the fake spies, okay? I mean, those real Green Beret officers, people all over the place, ridiculous, okay? And all sorts of factions and the whole nine yards. And I warned Millie, and Millie's a hero, and so is her husband. But I said, you guys are in over your head. And I said, you know, you're contractors, you're doing your own deal. But I just said, you need to just give this to the White House. And Millie's been to the White House, and they gave them the stuff, too. And I'm not going to get into that. In fact, I'm not supposed to get into that, all of that. This country's fighting for its life. That's all I can tell you. And it's going to be people like Millie that save the country if we're able to save it. But I just look at the men of this country sitting there doing nothing. I mean, I talked to a lot of these guys. I talked to a guy that was like number three in DynCorp a few months ago. He's like, well, I'm the man in the shadows, and I got to be the gray man because, you know, the public's just too weak for this, and I wish we could turn it around. We probably can't. And maybe he's right, but man, with the men who've been in all this combat and all this stuff, but they're morally scared, and they go, well, I got a couple daughters in college. They're not going to be any damn colleges. This keeps going on. I mean, it gets to a point where you don't do anything so long, it all collapses worse than it would. So we have one of the whistleblowers here, Patrick Berge. I knew Millie was saying get him on as a guest, and then he's here in Austin, so we're going to look at getting him in here. I am not going to post Shadowgate without watching it. It might be a crime in their perspectives to watch it, but you see, we're journalists, so that's always been protected. But now there's no respect for journalism. Censorship's so cool. So they're, you know, got Julian Assange, is, you know, been in solitary confinement for years and almost dead. And I told Millie, I said, listen, I already know all this stuff's real. You need to be careful. Let's go back to Tori, who's been right in the middle of this. Tell folks, I mean, they already know. It's already in the film. They're already watching you. You've already talked about it on air before. Tell people what you did, what you were doing, how you were able with their own back doors to listen to them and what they were up to.
Well, you know, when these private servers collecting everybody's information and compiling it, which, by the way, everyone should be very alarmed because Ancestry DNA was also purchased by the same company. They're being housed over on German servers, Luxembourg, and Ukraine, where they're compiling data and profiles on people to create two split personalities, split personas, I would say, your AI persona and then your physical. They control all the information about you from top to bottom, from medical records to birth records to blood type to what you say online, what you do online, what you search, everything. Now, when this was created, it was created as a weapon. And I'm going to tell you what, Alex, this came from something that I had an idea about in the 90s under the Clinton administration, where I wanted to put a worm on floppy drives, right? Because I said that the problem that we have is that there's a lot of leaking from embassies. So when they're copying files, we need to be able to track what files they're doing. And that's what gave birth to Stuxnet. I created that. I helped create that. And that's what caused the whole meltdown years later with the Iranian nuclear plant. I helped create that idea. That was my idea, to be able to remotely control through malware. And this is, we're talking like late 90s, right? And so they created an offshore company where they collect all the data from the NSA, keep in mind, housing it also in Ukraine. And I'm telling you, Hillary's emails, they are in the Ukraine because I saw them there. They're sitting on a database right now. Because that is where CrowdStrike did it. The FBI hired CrowdStrike to get images of both the RNC and the DNC server, not to do what? To protect Hillary Clinton so they don't find any other information. And they uploaded it. They know. Everybody knows. The president, I'm sure, I think he even said maybe the Ukraine has it. Because they do. And this is all Brennan's work. And for me, I was one of the first people on that platform. I still had a back door. He collects information on everyone. He collects information on every single person in the Senate, in Congress, reporters. You want to hear how many reporters get leaks and from who? I could tell you leaking Linux is just the beginning. All of them, emails, voicemails, texts. I've seen it all, Alex. There's nothing I haven't seen. And I've been sitting there quietly. And you know when I lost access to it? After Millie Weaver dropped the report on Global Strategies Group. They eradicated their database, and then they revamped it. Because they still had that back door. It's like an admin back door. So whenever I wanted to, I used my own username and password that I had legal access to. It's not federal property. It was private property. I committed no crime by looking. And all I would do is just listen. And if I tell you what went on in the Munich conference in 2019, you know, everybody's hair would fall out. You'd be plucking your eyes out.
Well, here's the deal. I think you should spill your guts because you're in danger until you do that. I mean, I know you're a smart person, but you either tell people everything you know or you never talk. That's the way to be safe. And I think you should tell people, but let me guess, they were talking about killing Trump.
They were actually discussing why Joe Biden had to be put up and how they were waiting for the elections in Ukraine. And the thing is that Ukraine has the server. That's why none of them are being knocked off and they're giving us low hanging fruit like Kolominsky. But, you know, they went to Kentucky and confiscated a building, but they totally missed a spot with.
Why won't Trump and the Justice Department shut this down? Because they're not stupid. They know all about it. I've told Trump about it. He knows about it. Why won't they shut down their enemies?
How do you pull the floor out of a train with people in it, Alex? The train is still moving. People
well,
are
that's
in it.
It's so huge. But then the deep state won't back down, even though Trump's got them by the huevos.
Well, what we have to do is take out the bottom feeders, and that's exactly what he's doing. And people need to see it. See, if he comes in and starts taking everyone and arresting them, suddenly he's a dictator. They're going to paint him as someone crazy and insane.
No, I got it. That's why they keep saying that, because they know the right move would be literally arrest a few thousand of these people, but they'll call that a dictator. Well, so what? That's not a dictator. They're the dictators that hijacked our damn country, and I want to stop.
Alex, you know that. I know that. Your listeners know that. My listeners know that. But well, hey, what about the rest of the world? Look at the global media. They've got everyone in their pocket.
This well, they also know it's going to embarrass the entire intelligence networks. Good. They've got too much power. They're sold out to foreign powers. They need to be cut back from size. Anything that big is going to be infiltrated and become corrupt. My God, that's 101. And just like Steve Pachinik says, it's time to stop it. Because they're all a bunch of nobodies that do nothing, and so all they do is parlay their intelligence into corporations to screw people. And it's destabilizing the planet. It's not empowering people. It's an absolute nightmare.
It is, but they're in control. They've been in control for decades. How do you gut...
No, when you look at Brennan and how he seethes with power trip, he's a pathetic criminal.
Brennan, he's stupid. He's dumb as rocks, too. The only thing he has is an iron fist, the way he goes. He's connected, well connected. And if you think that this just stops the buck in the United States, they serve other people that aren't in the United States.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, they're in bed with the Chinese, the CCP, not all of China, but the CCP portion of
Trump and the military just need to take care of this right now. This is ridiculous. Let's do one more segment. You're a real sweetheart. Let's talk about Millie Weaver has been arrested. Stay with me.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up next segment, Patrick Berge, cybersecurity veteran, former DOD contractor, who's one of the people interviewed in the film about what he saw with the ShadowNet program and how it's being used to plug in to the NSA, the CIA, and into your computers and propagandize you and control the media, not just spy on you. He's going to be in the studio. He was also on the phone with Millie Weaver's husband, who's the guy basically directing the film, and he heard a lot of what went on with the feds there as well. So this is Brennan Clapper being exposed, Obama being exposed beyond spying on the campaign or once Trump was in office, but how they're manipulating the media, how they're doing all this illegal stuff. And this is why no other media will cover this, because they put you in jail. They arrest you, even though you deserve a Pulitzer Prize. So we'll have more on that as it unfolds. Tory, again, major whistleblower in all of this. Other points you think that you should add for people?
Well, just so they understand, the stuff that I have listened to, you know, where they were planning to figure out who they were going to nominate to be a whistleblower for this Ukraine thing. You know that it wasn't a whistleblower, right? It was clear wiretaps, because we have the IG of the NSA is Robert Storch. He's the one that's been in the Ukraine. He was offered a job in Ukraine a month before he was confirmed. Okay, this is the problem that we have. If we have the IG of the NSA in bed with the Ukrainians, in bed with all of them.
But let's just say it. Obama is still wiretapping the president. They're listening to all of it, and then they're misrepresenting what's said. And then they have someone who was around, not in the room, come say they heard it to cover up the fact they're spying on the president.
Yeah, they picked it out. I listened to the whole conversation where Schiff was talking about it. They were like, I heard Pelosi say, did we figure out who we're going to put up as the whistleblower? Like, I heard that. It's not like make-believe. And Millie actually reported it because I wrote an article about it saying the whistleblower is a wiretap. There is no whistleblower. They just picked some random dude that they knew they could place in certain places as a whistleblower. It was all fixed. Why is Robert Storch the IG of the NSA? Did you know, Alex, that Barack Hussein Obama, during the transition period on the 30th of November, nominated Storch to be the IG of the NSA? Did you know that Obama created that to be a presidentially appointed position just days after Judge Collier told them they're not allowed to over-collect information on specific individuals? They did all this. That was a continuation of government. And there's still a guy named Nathan Kroeger working at the White House that was part of Obama's transition team. This is how they continue having an Obama government underlying and undermining the president of the United States.
That's right. And that's why this is the big enchilada, because the Obama government slash Hillary is still in power, and they've been holding on to get rid of Trump to fully be back in power, and that's why they want anybody exposing this to be arrested. And it's just amazing. If anybody doesn't know about this, just type in Obama set up his own Ministry of Truth before leaving office. You'll get the Zero Edge articles, the InfoWars articles about the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. That was just a law to then have it left in government to attack the American people by calling them Russians. And so that's how this wind-up toy, this automaton, this robot attack just continues on. But it's beyond that. They've still got ShadowNet as this outside computer program with holes they left, able to still communicate through this data collection system that's actually two-way. Is that the best way to describe it?
It is, but when you have generals, retired and still active, you know, leaking information, when you have the IG of the State Department talking to people at New York Times, and that's why I used to call them leaking Linux. You know, Twitter took down my Twitter account because there was too much evidence for them. There was no explanation. They just took it down the minute I started posting evidence. And this is a problem because it's all coming down now. They painted themselves in so many corners. They ran out of corners and it's down now. And they're going to see President Trump is coming down hard. But for them to,
well, I was about to say everything with them is ham fisted, though. Obviously, arresting Milley will only make this bigger, but they don't care. It's they're just crazy.
They are. And they,
well, let me ask
not...
you this. I haven't watched the film, and I haven't gotten the link yet. So let me ask you, is there classified information on this, or why do you think that they arrested her? I mean, they wouldn't say. I know you guys have talked to the folks that were there. There's, like, nothing on it. It just says burglary, which, again, they're going to say, like, Nixon breaking in with the plumbers to the other candidate's psychiatrist office. I mean, I think that's where that's going.
There is no classified information on it, none whatsoever. And when I get off air with you, I'm going to shoot it up into the air so everybody can take it.
Okay, well, where are people going to find it? Where are they going to find Shadowgate?
Well, I'm uploading it to YouTube. I'm going to put it on my Twitch channel because, you know, that's owned by Bezos and it has got different rules. Facebook, everywhere. I'm going to have it everywhere. I'm going to stream it live when we get off because people need to see it. People need to understand. And there is no classified information in there. Patrick will tell you that, too. Everything is publicly sourced. Nothing was used that could even.
Well, hit. I mean, it's like when Chris Cuomo said, we at CNN are allowed to read WikiLeaks, but if you read it, you'll be arrested. No. It's open. You're journalists. You're allowed to look at stuff. But they probably arrested her, and they're going to do probably some others, to make it look like it's illegal to have the information. I mean, I think that's probably what's happening here.
It's okay. They can say whatever they want. The facts are the facts. You know what? They get a crooked judge that says whatever. Oh, I'm just going to throw you in jail because I think you did something, even though I have no proof. They can't do that. What is it going to, you know, the people won't stand for it. And this is a Trump administration. They have to get
absolutely. You know, we had Dr. Nick Megatos in the fourth hour today, and I have other guests that are going to be here, and I was going to have Savannah on. We're going to get her on, too. Huge positive news about how to take down the New World Order with actual, you know, physical, legal, lawful, nonviolent action. But, Tori, we're going to need to obviously talk to you once you get that up, once you're streaming. You can come back, tell folks where it is. So pop in and join us in 30 minutes to an hour or so with an update, and again, what channels do they visit? Where do they find all this?
Well, they, you know, obviously Twitter. I still have my Periscope, the Tory says. I have a YouTube channel. I've got a Twitch channel. I've got a DLive channel and a Facebook
page. Tory says, and you're also well known. You exposed the election fraud in Kentucky and other areas. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Well, please check in on Milley. Let us know the latest and check in with us, okay?
Excellent. I will do. God bless.
Thank you. Folks, I didn't plug last hour. I didn't plug this hour. I barely plugged yesterday. Almost no money came in. We won't be here in 6 months at that rate. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. But when I tell you, hey, the whole country may not be here. If you want vitamins and minerals and high-quality supplements or books or T-shirts, a piece of history, I mean, I'm serious. I hope we win this, but we're going into a gladiatorial fight here where there's a good chance we won't be here anymore, which is kind of a weight off my back. I mean, I'm a fatalist. I don't want to be destroyed, but I really don't care. I just want to defeat the New World Order. I don't care what happens to me, and I think, you know, a lot of us have gone to that point. But now's the time to go buy supplements. We have 50% Audible Patriot points because the supply chain's breaking down. We've got everything in store. We're ready to ship it to you. But all hell's breaking loose in the supply chain, so I don't even know if we'll be able to operate in the future. The whole country's going, the whole world's going into a depression. So stock up on supplements and T-shirts and books and films and all this great history to give us the funds we need to operate into the future, at least a while. Storable food, they told me this morning, they said it's really 1 to 2 weeks. But they said tell people 3 weeks for delivery. Highest quality storable food, best quality, very low price. Biggest company in the U.S., only started 13 years ago. They're the biggest now because people love them. And My Patriot, they're in our back end. The orders come through us, goes to them at the lowest prices. I would get your storable food orders in now to get it in 2-3 weeks. And I would just get ready because, I mean, the country's at total war with China right now. It's you're living in 1776 Part 2. It's unbelievable. When I tell you, you better get your storable food, you better get your stuff from InfoWars and give us that big boost at the end and get yourself ready, please do it. I mean, this is just beyond... I don't even have concern anymore. We're just in the total war. We're in the fight right now. This is it. And we better be praying to Jesus, folks, because it's on. It's on. And they could arrest me at any moment. I'm just telling you right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. when the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election, and she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Shadowgate was the film set to be released today. Millie was calling the office saying her phone was being broken into, computers were being taken over, people were following him. And the crew was asking me just this morning, you think she's going crazy? And I said, no. She's interviewed some real whistleblowers and others and everything she's talking about. I've talked to William Binning, former head of technical at the NSA. This is really serious, and this is the shadow government and how they've got control. And then I learned that Millie was talking to the White House. She's been in the White House repeatedly. Trump and the White House really like her. And again, I can say, oh, InfoWars reporter arrested. they do contracting for us. I'm not distancing myself from them, but they are independent media. They've got their own stuff going on, and so I just see what they produce and what they do, and I sponsor them and support them. But, I mean, I knew they were getting increasingly concerned, and I knew that when they got General Flynn's son to come to our event, and the people they brought to that event were very serious people. And I was like, okay, well, they're like, yeah, there's a big war going on. I already knew about it. But just a whole bunch of stuff inside the loop. And I said, but they were talking to both sides. They were talking to Brennan people that approached him and the other people at the Defense Intelligence Agency. And I advised them. I said, look, I would not involve myself in that because it's so dirty. And I said, and you're a mother and you're a father. I said, I really, we're going to do it. I said, okay, I respect that. This is your mission. You want to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. And now they've arrested her today. The feds have for a burglary, which theft. It doesn't say that it's very secretive. It's sealed. It's obviously a national security issue. Here is the trailer for Shadowgate.
People that worked for John Brennan approached me while I was in my specialist training in the Navy.
I worked for Obama's National Security Advisor, General James Jones, for about 8 years for the development of social media psychological warfare.
We're talking about military-grade psychological warfare weapons being used on American citizens.
Paid for by American taxpayers.
I was a contractor for various intelligence agencies. Our intelligence doesn't stay within our borders or within federal buildings.
Force Psychological Operations Group had no idea that we were going to be taking their years worth of work that they paid us to do, and we kept the intellectual property rights to it and remarketed it, branded it commercially as a shadow net.
It pries into your demographic, your world. So if I want to blackmail you and put you under my thumb, not only will I know everything, I will know people I can get in contact to find out more about you.
I had full access to communications between the former GCHQ director, Hannigan, Adam Schiff, Daniel Jones, Brennan, General Jones, and many, many more.
You may know where the Hillary Clinton emails are.
What, you want to see me in Leavenworth?
Which I don't, by the way, so nobody raid me.
What basically you've heard just being described for the last 3 or 4 years with fake news, and the fake news journalists, fake stories, fake dossier, all these things are attributes and characteristics of psychological warfare.
What did you name it iSci for?
I like the iPhone, Psy for psychological warfare.
Okay.
These operations aren't like just small things. They have to coordinate and organize all of these things. They have to coordinate with the assets they have in the media, and they have to do all of this without any attribution to themselves.
All right, see the trailer at band.video, and as soon as it's up on the web, we'll link to it at InfoWars.com in the live show feed today. Patrick Berge has a lot of courage. I appreciate him coming on air with this cybersecurity veteran, former DOD contractor, over a decade of information assurance, security officer, IASO, Information Management Officer, IMO, and Knowledge Management Officer, KMO, for the highest levels of secure networks and programs in the Department of Defense. He voluntarily deployed in some of the most austere environments in Iraq and Afghanistan for a combined total of 20 months. His background is unique, and he ranges from providing intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, ISR, support to the tip of the spear in Afghanistan and pioneering tactical clandestine social media psychological warfare capabilities for our military and for commercial use as well. If any of that sounds exactly like what the FBI and 9/13 Russians were doing, you wouldn't be wrong. He's here with us. You were on the phone with him today when they got raided. What happened? You got the floor. I could ask the questions, but for the next hour or so, or 45 minutes, just tell us what you think's going on and how big a deal is that right when she starts uploading this film, she gets raided. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
So you bet. Take over. Tell folks that camera four right there what's going on.
So I was on the phone with Gavin. He had finished it last evening late, rendered it, and was just going over everything with me. He had just told me that there was going to be a big interview on Monday by somebody with President Trump, and somebody was going to ask President Trump about Shadowgate on Monday. And I said, well, no, they won't. I said, ain't no way in hell someone's going to let that happen, right? And within a couple minutes of me saying that, the police were showing up in Gavin's driveway. Millie met them in the driveway. they explained to the police officers that they were journalists and they were actually, you know, just getting, they were working with the White House. They were just getting ready to release a very damaging document. And, you know, the officer's like, oh, I hope that's not true because I'm arresting you. You know, so he was actually nice and considerate of that, but doing his job. And but they said they only had a warrant for Gavin, and I could hear them talking up until they, and then they loaded him into the car, and he said, hey, could you take my phone out of my pocket? And they took the phone out of the pocket, and they said, is there anybody on here? And I said, yeah, you know, I was listening to it. That was actually
but
somebody.
I saw them telling her get in the car too. Did they arrest her too?
That was after I got off the phone with them.
So,
apparently they got her too.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
They go, oh, we got another one here. Mm-hmm. So they're like talking about it. Yeah, that's okay.
But they said they only had a warrant for him.
They told her, if you haven't seen this yet, they told her, put your shoes on, you're going to the car.
Yeah, and they identified her as she identified as a journalist. That's exactly what happened.
Explain to people, because you're an expert on this, without getting any secret stuff, what's happening and why this is so dangerous to the deep state.
Well, my story apparently ties into Tory's story. I haven't even seen the video yet myself. I came, I met with Millie and Gavin at their place in Ohio back, it's on 4th of July weekend. I did a interview with Millie, and they've just been working and researching, verifying the stuff that I said. Everything that I told them is completely publicly available. My work is a DOD memorandum, signed DOD memorandum. That's a letter of reference that says, thank you for the great work you did on this classified IIA program in Iraq by the IIA chief, right? I use it for my resume. It's just when I came back to the States in 2015, after really seeing a lot of bad things happening, I filed an IG complaint, and then the IG complaint got crushed, and I was like, what's going on? So every person that I went to through the chain of command all the way through, like to my congressman, most people wouldn't even return my call. And so I spent the last several years watching IIA clearly, what were clearly, in my opinion, IIA operations.
You know, about scientific mind control, propaganda, Mockingbird 2.0 against the people. Totally illegal.
Well, you know, there are good things and bad things you could do with it. A lot of it is completely legal. IIA, as you can see in the policy guidelines for the DOD, which I post everywhere, IIA supports the PAO. Now, they can either do that overtly or covertly, right? So there are numerous benefits that an overt IIA program can help build behavioral and relationships.
Brush your teeth, don't burn your house down, don't smoke crack.
Exactly.
But instead it turns into America sucks, burn down the police station.
Well, you know, if you can, and this is what President Trump's just looking at putting $1 billion into, if you can predictably determine if someone's likely to, let's say, go shoot up a school using the same tool.
Stanley, that's what William Binney talks about, is this can actually pinpoint and predict instead of surveilling everybody. It picks up the telltale signs and then surveils them. Well, let's get into all the different facets of it when we come back.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All right. Stuff's crazy. Patrick Berge works at the Department of Defense in a lot of these classified areas. And I know that Tori, who's been working in the Navy and then in clandestine areas after that, was working as a consultant with Millie Weaver and her husband, Gavin Wentz. And she's getting into worms on people's computers and spying on Brennan. That's why when I heard all this was going on, I said, is that the film? Well, no, not really. I'm like, man, this is dangerous. I was really warning Millie to watch out when I was in D.C. And they had real cloak and dagger, not fake wannabe spies around, but like the real deal. And I was like, you need to really be careful what you're involved in, because I don't get involved in any of this. I open source, do all my research, have guests on, and that's that, because they've tried to set us up a bunch, and it's very dangerous. And I mean, we're going to find out what's happened to Millie. We're going to get our partner back on as soon as she knows more. So much is unfolding. But getting back to Patrick Berge, so this is a big deal. Explain it in layman's terms. And what you think President Trump needs to do 80 days out from the election with this technology being used against loyal Americans and people loyal to the Republic and the government?
Well, every bit of evidence that I've discovered shows that the shadow net, which that's not anything classified it was called, that's what they named it and trademarked it when they took the DOD weapon that we had developed for the Force Psychological Operations Group and made it commercially available. Back in 2009, as President Obama is taking office. So when I started reaching out to all these people, I reached out to Judge Jeanine Pirro, spoke to her on the phone. Obviously, it was her. And she responded back, working on this now. I reached out to, and that's right after my congressman had sent a letter to a signed sworn memorandum of record to Devin Nunes's office saying that all the people that were tied to my work on the shadow net are directly hands-on involved in the fabricated Russian dossier. In the and then they in Cambridge Analytica through Wiki Stratton Side Group, and then Facebook.
So they kind of fenced the shadow net info through those groups. And then compile the dossier.
It's a subprime relationship, right? These companies
but like
it.
And you were saying earlier when we were on air, but they can also plant things. Or as Tori was saying this, they also use these systems to plant things on people as well. But like we saw in the whole Vault 7 stuff.
Mm-hmm. IIA, Interactive Internet Activities, supports CNO. Computer network operations, which is what that would fall under. This is all the military nomenclature for everything.
So the bottom line is military technology is being used against the American people.
Yes.
You saw it. You've spoken out.
Yes.
You tried to go to all the big fish, which is smart. They're credible. First, well, say what you said during the break. You're like, yeah, I didn't come to InfoWars first. Yes. Just call InfoWars. What? And explain it, because it does hurt my feelings. Explain why you wouldn't come here first.
I'm the pioneer of IIA, basically social media fake news. The last place that I'm going to go is a organization called Information Warfare, right? So, but then as I started reaching out to everybody that's like speaking bad and going against you, for the most part, as I'm reaching out to them, I'm finding that as soon as they find out my story, I never hear from them again.
Sure, but I've got the name InfoWars to expose it. Like we're calling it what we're fighting.
But then I had the problem that,
Okay,
I was working for General James Jones. Our number one partner, and this is 2008, 2009, 2010, our number one partner. Hell, we were McCain's IT security company and social media company during the 08 primary. We were replaced in a subprime shift with Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, right? So your partner is someone who was direct, who is close personal friends to my boss, Jim Jones, his dad, General James Jones, and Dynology, the company I worked for, when I'm helping them make these flyers, didn't have any salespeople. And 3EDC.
But explain that to people, because I know that General Jones was involved consulting Trump early on. Mm-hmm. I know he has some involvement. Stone goes around and works with all these groups. But spell it out. What are you getting at?
380.
Because I can tell you, nobody's calling me up from the CIA or General Jones and never telling me what to do. I mean, I'm literally doing whatever I want.
And that's not how it would work. What we would do is we would use an organization like InfoWars, using you as an asset. Whether you know about it or not is completely irrelevant. If you have the clients that you have, your demographics fit a very, a target-rich environment for IIA, right? So naturally, and just to prove...
No, but I understand the chicken or the egg. I chose that name, and to do that, to engage that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But look,
it's not like you're going square dancing. You dress up in a square dancing mm-hmm. outfit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to play golf, you get your golf clubs.
Oh, trust me.
I mean, I went to the golf course.
Trust me.
I'm trying to affect this with truth instead of sneaking around.
Yeah, no. I've come to the conclusion that you're like, ironically enough, you're like the one person in media that I could trust. That's why when she was arrested, when Gavin was arrested, they didn't tell me to come here. I came here on my own.
Well, that's the thing is, I was like, Millie, you said this would be done last week. Then it'd be Wednesday, Thursday. You're acting all weird. You never do this. She's like, oh, they've got my phones. They're following me. And he's in town, Patrick Berge. And I'm like, well, he's a good guy. I want to interview him. But you got to set this up. You got to send me clips. I want to promote it. And then she was like, oh, they're after me. You got to call me this morning. I was like working out. I'm like, oh, Millie's paranoid. And then now this happens. So now I'm kind of like, okay, I don't know what's going on.
Right. So that's where we're at. I can't trust anybody in the media. Dan Bongino, Sarah Carter. Sarah Carter sent
me. Well, here's the deal. Bongino is scared. They broke in his house. He asked me not to tell people that, but they did a bunch of stuff to him, and his wife can't handle it.
Well,
I mean, look, I have guests on that said 3 years ago 5G in a study causes people to have breathing problems and lowers oxygen. It's a mainline study. Mm-hmm. They called his wife and said, we'll cut your head off. Mm-hmm. We saw you in the front yard with your two kids and the dog 5 minutes ago. We're going to rape you to death.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor won't come on now. They threatened to murder his wife. They were watching her. Mm-hmm. So at a certain point, Bongino, okay, tough guy. He can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
he's not a bad guy. He's just, his wife can't stand them breaking their house every week.
Well,
that's what they were doing, right? Breaking his house all the time because they thought he was giving the info.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from other Secret Service that Hillary was in a black ambulance was falling down all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was Millie almost caught her on tape in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Then 2 weeks later in New York, she fell down.
I don't know what his justification might be.
Bongino didn't have me on. I don't think it's not because he's bad. Fox tells them the NRA would tell them who they can have on.
It wasn't.
You understand all those guys are good people.
It wasn't about being.
I mean, take Judge Napolitano. Mm-hmm. He's totally blackmailed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything illegal he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's blackmailed. Why do you think he's anti-Trump?
Mm.
I'm not blackmailable because I don't do anything bad and I don't care whatever they make up.
Mm.
But anyways, I don't want to get back into me. I just think we're a prototype of how to defeat this.
Yeah, and it's a much bigger story than what I can explain here in a few minutes. That's for sure, right?
You got 30 more minutes. So go ahead. Tell folks what's coming up in the next 30 minutes. What else are you going to get off your chest?
So everything that brought me here today is pretty much in this video that she's putting out. I didn't know where to go, right? Because everybody that I thought I could trust turned around and for whatever their reasons, all right, chose to just cover their own ass or whatever, right?
Everybody keeps trying to keep their head down, but a world of people with their head down are not even humans.
Yeah, yeah. I enlisted in the Army at 39, right? I was the first 40-year-old to complete basic training in the history of Fort Benning. I am, by all definitions, a patriot, right? So
did 9/11 make you do that?
Largely.
Yeah.
Largely. And, so when I see... When I come to people as someone who is a legitimate DOD IG filed complaint filed whistleblower, and they're in journalism, and I see them doing things that are clearly damaging to the freedom of press, right? Their assets. These people, my job.
Stay right there. Back in 2 minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.